You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. Ba-ba-doo-da-da, the Swallows are here.
Hola, señorita.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, ¿a tú? Happy, happy hump day. Hey, hey, guess what time it is? Guess what time it is?
Hump day.
Hump day.
Ah.
Hump day. Hump day. Ow.
That's funny.
Ow. Hi, everyone. Hi. Welcome to Wednesday. Thanks for being here with us today. This is actually a really fun day.
It's a really fun day.
We're buying paint for the house today, this
for
afternoon,
our garage.
Right? Yes. Any painters out there want to bring over
on the
some
hunt.
Alcohol? We're going to kill it in the old paint department.
Kill it.
Well, you are. You're a better painter than I am.
I like to paint.
Amita, we went ahead and had our Bloody Marys without you. We waited as long as we could. And then we couldn't wait any longer.
Couldn't wait any longer.
So we went ahead and had the candied bacon. Oh, it was good.
Stiffed us.
Oh, it was so good. Well, you didn't mention you'd be at work yesterday. So we just sat around waiting. And then I was like, it was just like when my dad said he was going to come visit me on Saturdays. It was like, I don't think he's coming. I don't think she's coming.
He was so sad.
Yeah.
He was sitting on the front porch.
I was. One little tear ran down my face. Like that Indian when he saw the trash.
He said, not again. Not again.
It's the last time I let someone.
It's you, Amita. It's you.
It's what you did to me, Amita. That's what you made that tear. You made that Indian cry. I'm Native American. I'm one
Native American Canadian.
I'm 129th Native American.
Right. I'm eating a Twinkie.
That's the thing. You are eating a Twinkie. I was just watching you thinking, damn, I wish she'd have brought two Twinkies.
I brought you a ding dong.
I saw my ding dong.
Your ding dong.
You brought me down a ding dong.
Your
and
ding-dong,
I put
dude.
Your Twinkie in my mouth. Yeah, we were down here last night working very late. Marlon and I were working very late on the computer after our podcast.
Oh, Marlon.
Because Marlon's had, this coronavirus is horrible.
His auntie died.
His auntie lost his auntie during this whole thing. Not because of the virus
because of corona.
At all. Had nothing to do with the virus. But still sad. I mean, it's horribly
sad. Yeah, it's horrible. And Sean and him were up very late making a montage.
A slideshow, yeah.
Put to music.
We had to find just the right music, and then, of course, we had to build the bed. And I thought the bed was great.
Yeah, I thought
of course
the whole
I made
thing
it
was great.
So
I liked it all.
I think it was touching. I hope it was touching to the family. I mean, the weird part about it is that, yeah, I don't know this lady. I just know her. That was me. I'm drinking a little Coke, a little rum and Coke here.
There's a troll in here.
But just through,
yeah,
you
I
can
say
see
we get loopy.
Marlon's,
I mean, why not?
Marlon's love for her.
Oh,
and in all the
love.
Photos, you could just see the way everyone looked at her. And so it's like I got to know her as I helped make the slideshow. So I felt honored to be a part of that. What's up, Georgie?
Jordy
from Starship Enterprises here.
What do you want from me?
A lighter?
Oh, no, I don't have one of those.
Oh,
we need like a podcast room official PCR lighter.
Poker, toker, poker.
Oh, shit. While you do that. Oh, Jordy's in the UK.
Hi,
Jordy. How are you, Jordy? He's not on the Starship Enterprise.
While I do what? What do you do?
I'm going to turn the light on.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you got to turn the light on. Click. That's the sound of our new light. Oi, oi. That's the sound of our new on-air light that was gifted to us via the wish list on Amazon. If you would like, go to Amazon and you can check us out, Everything Swallow, find our wish list, and you can purchase things for the podcast studio. All the panels that are on the walls, the sound dampening has been purchased, like bricks out in front of like a hospital. You know, they're like our... the donation bricks. So that was fun. And we've got donation headphones, all kinds of equipment and amplifiers. We just got our camera. So the camera has just shown up and I tried it out today and it's freaking awesome. So now we're going to just figure out how to stream.
Yeah.
And where we do it at and how we do that. We'll get all that done.
Right.
We're going to do that.
We're going to figure it out.
And that's going to be kick-ass because the camera is badass. It's going to sit right over there. Just imagine how good that's going to look.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
You're gonna
it's
be
got a super
Sean
zoom and a wide angle.
Craziness.
You'll be able to see us sitting here at the table, me working my magic with all the buttons here. Click, click, click. Stuff like that.
Magic fingers.
Yeah. So how's everyone doing? Let's just do our check-in, I guess, and see everyone's okay. It is Wednesday.
Wednesday,
April 29th. It's still the month of April, Shana.
That's crazy.
April has been the longest year.
Yeah.
Of my life. We've just talked to our daughter, and she has felt the same. She felt like it's been the longest year ever. She has only left her house for 3 times in the last 49 days. So, suck on that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's a long time.
Are you worried we're going to run out of meat?
I don't think so.
No? Well, did you hear? I mean, they're saying in different places that there could be a meat shortages.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has been the shortest month for some. Way to bring us down. What's up, Bernardo? Josie's still alive and kicking.
I love it.
She's going to get to go back to work soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she is. It's going to be crazy for her. Well, I don't know. This whole thing has been insane. Everything going on has been insane. I didn't even remember what day it was today.
No, because you're stuck.
I'm stuck.
Oh, she goes back to work tonight.
Ooh.
Duh. LOL.
Yeah, she's not. She's been working.
Oh, that's right.
Time.
She's essential.
Yeah, she's essential.
She's a security. Well, Ariel's going crazy being inside, and she's suffering from a lot of things. The same thing a lot of people are, and that is the freaking COVID anxiety.
Right. It's real.
It is real. It's hard not to.
It's real. It's hard not to get anxious and feel uptight and feel like even panicked sometimes.
Do you feel like that there's a possibility that there's it's like one spectrum or the other. You're either very polarized. One minute I'm worried, like, oh man, I mean, is this thing really gonna happen, or is blah, blah. Or is it like, Jesus, this is stupid. I'm wearing these masks and this is sad, and I gotta go in the mask everywhere. I forgot my mask, so now I gotta go back to the car, the house. You know what I mean? And it's like, really, is it that big a deal? So I go through these swings where I have this anxiousness.
Yeah.
And then where it's just like I feel almost comical.
Yeah.
You know, like, really?
Yeah, me too. And then it's like talking to other people, and like the different fear levels that are going on right now are extreme. Because some people are that. They are just like, oh my God, I can't go outside. Don't come to my house. Leave it on the sidewalk. I'll come out and get it. You know, and other people are like, you know what? What I did in high school made me immune to everything.
Right.
You know? And so it's like, I don't know. It is interesting. It's interesting to not get it on you.
It is interesting. And it's really all about just having good hygiene, I think, and not getting other people spit in your mouth.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, our governor is telling us we could see another month of shutdowns. Another month.
Right.
And then now cities here in Colorado are mandating that you must wear a mask.
I just heard Aspen.
Aspen's doing it. Wheat Ridge.
Yep.
So more are going to follow suit. Denver will eventually, right? I would think Denver, it's our most populous city.
Yeah.
Would do that.
I would think so.
Yeah. So Jordy is saying, verse seen a lot of women in the States and Jesus masks should be compulsory. LOL. Joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of ugly women.
I like Amita. Facial and expressions are no longer a way to communicate.
It's weird. I'm
trying to make it a point to vocalize greetings and minimize the unfriendliness. Yeah, absolutely. You got to say hi. You got to say smile with your eyes. That's
I'm
right.
I'm a smiler.
Me too. I smile at everybody.
I got big old brilliant teeth.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do. I show my teeth off to everyone and smile real big, and it just makes people feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
But now.
Man, we were in the grocery store laughing so hard. What did we buy? Just Twinkies?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure we bought bacon.
And Twinkies.
We fucking bought bacon because we're going to, because we made the bacon, candied bacon for Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And a box of Twinkies and a box of Ho-Hos.
Uh-huh. Ding-dongs.
And a package of English muffins.
Right.
And we tried to get Canadian bacon, but they were out.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Yeah. And I was delirious.
You were?
In the store. Even the guy was laughing at me that works there.
What the hell time was it?
I haven't gotten
it?
Out much, people. I don't know.
I was like 8.
I feel like it was like right before they were going to close.
Well, we left Marlon here working on his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was after the podcast, so it had to have been about 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Tina. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you please share the show if you don't mind. So,
I feel kind of mellow today.
Well, yeah, you've been working really hard. Last night you were in a coma.
I was.
If you remember the podcast last night, because you're wiped out. You've been really, really busy.
Yeah.
This has been incredibly busy time, more so than anything else, because it's frantic.
Right.
And it's a borderline hysteria.
Hysteria. Yeah. I can't keep up.
People are like, oh my God, I got to have masks. I got to have these masks or I might die.
Yeah.
And so they're coming, they're beating on the door, and they're buying a dozen at a time.
Yeah.
And so it's just hard for three people to stay on top of all of that.
I think today...
Without...
There was going to be like 32 of them going out the door.
Yeah. Between the hour of 2 and 3:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. And that's, what, 4 people?
Yeah.
Only?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So you got 16 people in one day. We were talking 100 masks a day.
Yeah.
It's hard to make those and get rest at the same time.
Yeah, we're pushing that pretty close.
What's up, Jazzy? We've actually added a second sewing machine. I've tried to purchase sewing machines.
Oh, they're all gone. Gobbled up.
They're all gone.
And you're paying way expensive prices now.
Yeah.
I mean, I have sewing machines.
$350. Yeah, you've got four or five up there.
I have a sewing machine right in that other room that has its own stand.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's from like 1912.
No, it's not. Not that one. The other one upstairs is from then, but that one's not. That one's probably from the 70s. But works great. It's the only machine I have that sews fleece really well. It's weird.
Weird. Well, why not? Why are we using that other one that's clunky? It sounds like a train.
That one is a good one, too. Excuse me.
It's a great machine. It works good, but I'm just saying.
It's a little bouncy.
It's bouncy.
For what we're making. When you're making bigger things, it's much better, but it's a little bouncy for that. I don't know. I want to pull my other one out, too, and see how that one.
This one from down here?
No, not this one yet.
It's so heavy.
It's so heavy.
I don't want to carry it.
Yes, thank you, Josie. I know people need them, and I
That's
know
why we're doing it.
That I have the means to make them. And I'm talking, I have a fabric store in my house, and so it's like I have the means, so I need to do it, and so that's why I'm just going balls out, man.
That's why we're burning the candle at both ends. That's why we're skipping days and podcasts, and
yeah.
Because we can't even find an hour for which to come down.
We need to just try to do it in the room.
But then you got the sewing machine.
I know, and it's so loud.
And I think that can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, you're right. And I should get out of that fucking room.
Yes, you should. You know, is the thing.
My obligation is great.
So the better thing to do is to get up and do it before you start sewing.
Hi, classy, probably.
Because it's hard to do it at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, your ass is kicked, you're tired, you're wore out.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have all these orders that are filled right now, and so we don't need to hustle. You don't need to work anymore today.
No, classy, your order's done too.
Yeah, classy's order is done as well.
So you, there's and that's so many orders.
And that's another eight right there.
Yeah.
It's not even in the 32 that you just counted. Oy vey.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that you don't need to go sew tonight. We can go up and organize and cut more material and stuff like that. But if people need stuff, they can come get them off the table.
I can't keep those pot ones on the table.
No, the marijuana pot
leaf.
And
I never even got my cute little dog ones to the table yet.
The marijuana pot leaves, we don't have any more. They just came and went as soon as they were hit the table. Same with the skulls, the candy skulls, the dog candy skulls.
I have a few more of pot leaves that I can make.
Why are we telling about all the material we don't have? But what we do have is hearts, flowers, blueberries, corn.
We don't have blueberries.
I saw a blueberry up there. What about all that great material someone just gifted you?
Oh, I know.
That's some really good stuff in there.
Gaga.
Do you still have any cookies left?
I have one cookie on the table.
You might not need more according to this text I just got.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's good. It's a blessing for everybody. So just pray for me. And Sean, because he started sewing. So he's going to sew more.
Yeah, I am going to sew more. Classy brought her scrub shirt over. We cut that thing up.
Uh-huh.
Made awesome Wonder Woman. Masks.
Those ones haven't gotten out either.
Okay.
Yep. Just classes. Classes.
All right, so there's four more. Okay, I'll get the. Oh, I'm talking into my phone. Okay, I'll get those for you.
I know, right? What do you do? How do you gotta? You know me, and I'm a big one for balance.
Yeah, I know. But that's also, you're a weirdo. Because you're like, oh my God, the table's full. I need to stop making masks. I'm not getting stuck with all these masks. Nobody's going to buy these things. And then 2 hours later, there's four freaking masks on the table. And you're like, well, shit, I got to make some masks. I can't leave this sewing machine until I make at least 40 more masks. And then you make up 40 masks, but in between, you actually make up 70 because you sell 30 while you're making that 40 to get your stock back up.
That's what happened on Monday.
And then you look at your table and you're like, oh, I got to stop. I'm making too many masks. I got to stop making all these masks. And then like today, here's another instant message from Facebook. Four masks out the door like that. Add
you know
that
what?
To the 32.
I might need some sunshine.
You need some sunshine.
That's where we should be podcasting from, is outside.
No shit.
Outside in the sun.
Here comes.
I do that.
With a cold drink.
Yeah.
That's what we need to be doing. Not just a Coke and rum, but a Coke and like a pina coladas.
Ooh.
That sounds fun. I love pina coladas.
That does sound fun.
But then if you drink too many of them, you get the squirts.
Oh, because it's all the juice.
Yeah. Well, that's like, oh, yeah, it's the pineapple juice. And the coconut milk.
And the
coconut. Hey, speaking of milk, have you seen Amber's lately?
No.
Her and her pictures, her and Troy growing Shaunina. Hey, baby.
You keep shoving it at me.
No, put it out. It's on fire. The thing is right.
I mean, what the hell?
Remember when the state reopens, we'll be mandated to wear masks. Steve predicts we'll start accessorizing and need a mask pretty much for every outfit.
Yep.
Now, classy little cupcake is backing Josie up. So now that means we need to start bedazzling these fucking things. Making some
I should make lace ones.
Yeah,
they're not doing anything.
Well, no, you'd have to hang the lace out on the outside.
On the outside.
You'd have to do your two layers and then put the lace on the outside, not in a pleating.
Guys, it'd be just so
straight lace or something, or maybe it could hang long. When you moved, it would blow in the wind or something, like a veil. These two ladies may have their finger on the pulse.
On the pulse.
Yeah. And the reality is that we may have to wear masks for a really, really long time.
Well, all right, I gotta go. So
you gotta go. So see, I told you. It's in the pulse. Your finger's in the pulse.
I need to make more masks and less masks at the same time.
Oh, see, Josie, now she wants a gold one. You're in luck.
I just got a whole bunch of gold.
Isn't that interesting? Shana just acquired a bunch of gold that was given to her in a giant bag of lace.
I was telling Marlon that because you were gone, and Marlon and I were here. He was working on the slideshow. And I was putting all that lace away. So I was gifted a ton of lace, like so many yards. I don't even know. I haven't been able to like measure it out or anything yet. And so much gold lame. Insane. There's also gold lycra in there. I mean, the things that people gift me, it's amazing. I love it.
She had her eye on it when she was here the other day. It is. It's Donald Trump gold shiny mask.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know what, though? She should probably have one.
Yep, same there. You're going to have to line it with cotton.
Yeah.
And then the gold on the outside.
Right.
Then it would work.
We should work on something fun.
We should make a couple. Why not?
Yeah.
Have that stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's all crinkly, it will look gold. Gilded.
Ooh.
That's the word.
Gilded. Yeah. That's nice.
Oh, that's right. I was running around like it was
cape,
a cape.
Right.
Yeah,
oh
I do
gosh,
that.
Oh my gosh, Josie.
I forgot. That was, when was that? Was that yesterday? What? Monday?
Sunday?
I don't know.
I don't even
every
know what
every day.
It is.
Friday?
Oh my God.
Holy
shit.
That
was
shit.
Almost a week ago.
I don't even remember the
Dang,
weekend.
When is it? When's the last time I left this house?
Well, to go where?
Anywhere.
You went to the grocery store last night drunk and bought Twinkies.
Oh, right. I don't even remember doing that. Corona! Woo! Cheers!
I went to work. So that was on Friday because that was the last time I worked was Friday. And it's just weird. I only go out 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Other than out running around. I was trying to think where I was at the other day when you guys were working on the slideshow. I can't even remember that, where I'd gone. Store?
Post office. No. I don't know. Man, this memory game.
Yeah.
We're not good at it right now.
No, I have been able to pick up things as I've been by the liquor store. I've been by dispensaries.
Right. And the grocery store.
Yeah, at some point, I got gas and I washed the car.
Oh, yeah.
I ran that through a thing.
You did?
This morning. Today.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're still getting other things done.
Well, it's the stuff I don't have to do a lot of moving to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I'm
know
just
what I mean?
Happy when I do a load of laundry.
And yeah.
I know.
Hey, you made food yesterday.
I did?
Day before yesterday. You made food sometime this
That's
week.
Friday?
Yeah, this week.
Oh, my God.
You made us lunch. Remember burritos?
It's okay, right? We're not in the Twilight Zone.
No, we are in the Twilight Zone. And it is not all right.
Maybe it's just because I'm really tired because we were up so late and up so early.
Oh, we got a full 3 hours of sleep. Except for that hour, that 30 minutes where I had that leg cramp.
Oh, God.
That was bad.
I was bad.
You rubbed my shoulders.
I was so tired.
I was like, just get off of me. Stop rubbing my shoulders.
You're yelling at me.
And my leg.
I remember I started laughing, and then you were yelling at me. Now you're laughing at me.
Why? Laugh at my pain. That's what you were doing.
Laughing at me. I couldn't even get my eyes to open.
No. And I have
just
that.
Like, fucking wake up, Shayna.
I have what that cramp happening? Cream. I have this little packet of leg cramp cream. And I get it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to rub this on. And you're like, no, don't use that. And you start rubbing my shoulders. And I'm like, my shoulder's fine. It's my leg.
I couldn't I couldn't.
Oh my gosh!
My eyes to open. I was so tired. We'd only been asleep like an hour.
I couldn't tell you how long. We could have only been asleep 5 minutes. I have no idea.
I don't know either. It was so
all
horrible.
I know. His eye was.
I finally got your leg rubbed.
Yeah, you did, and I went back to sleep, and it was nice.
Yeah,
it was nice. But I did.
My God, Sean!
I did.
We need to rest.
I did a 30-mile bike ride yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking, staying up till midnight.
I don't either.
But, you know, it was a situation. It was had to be done.
Yeah.
It was a. It was a.
I felt
a dire
like,
situation.
I felt like it was like. When my mom and I stayed up till midnight making the Haley's Comet poster because I put it off to the last minute.
Exactly.
But then I won an award with that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Marlon had put off doing his homework until the night before the presentation.
Yes.
And so I had, as his older brother, it was my job to step in and help out. He did the hard part. He had to go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That's tougher than what I had to do, so.
my
but
God.
That's just what we're doing. We're deliriously crazy. I don't even know how the hell I got there.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm not sure what we're doing really anymore.
I need a pair of shoes.
I'm just following you around. Oh my God, because you got wax all just, in your shoe.
I'm just thankful that we're finally moving into flip-flop weather because I tried to be romantic with the candle and the candle leaked off the table and filled up my shoe. It went right into my shoe.
You know what? That's better than the carpet.
Well, fuck. I don't own that carpet. Now I need new shoes. I've had those shoes 5 years.
Oh my God.
They're like an old friend.
You probably should have got new shoes a long time ago.
I'm keeping it. I'm going to chip it out. Keep it, right?
Yeah.
It's fine.
You know what? It'll just slowly melt out
with
your
sock.
That's what
I figure. Yeah. You'll get it in the laundry.
I'll get it in the laundry. Thanks. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. It's
oh
like,
my
what a dumbass.
God.
The right one, too. That's my kicking leg. Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you guys have any recipes that you could send us for food, we would like that.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any recipes anymore in our brain.
No.
And I don't even know what to Google.
Well, I feel like you can hear how our brain is working right now.
Yeah.
So a recipe would be helpful.
Yeah. I made pickled eggs a week ago. And I ate one today.
How were they?
Tastes like shit.
What?
I don't know. They're really dry.
Your egg is dry?
The yolk is like dry. Like,
oh, but you Instapotted them.
So maybe the Instapot overcooked them.
Maybe.
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 Maybe. Maybe. Maybe the egg is too hot.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's a fake egg.
My spices are bad. My pickling is just, it's sweet. It's.
You did that before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it. I'm going to let them sit another week. I mean, they're a pickled egg.
What's going to happen?
Wait a month.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
I'll eat them when I drink my beer at the end of this month, which is like tomorrow. Shit. Has my beer been in there that long?
No.
Can't be. I put it in at the first of the month?
Honey, we're in the twilight zone. I don't know what is going on.
Well, now that I think about it, we were not making masks when I bottled that beer.
No, we were.
Was the day we went and breakfast. I bottled up my beer after I roller skated.
Right.
That day. No wonder my fucking body hurts. I'm the old man roller skating and bike riding up hills.
Uh-huh.
I'm going back out.
Yeah.
I'm going next week.
You going?
With your eye doctor.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
You're going to be able to see out of your butthole by the time I'm done riding with this guy. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, your vision's going to be good. That's the perks of having an eye doctor, friend.
That's right.
Yep.
He's really great.
Yeah.
Well, good times.
It's better than knowing a plastic surgeon because I don't need a nose job.
No.
Nah. Fine.
Your nose is fine.
I got a chin implant just so that they would, my chin would be as big as my cheeks. Like, you know what I mean? And kind of proportionate.
Right.
But then I would look like Max Headroom. My Max.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be bad. That'd be bad.
Holy balls.
How much is too much? Do you think we should be watching stuff? Who's Howling at the Moon? What do you think? Crime is down. Domestic abuse is up.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't get out and steal, so I'm going to beat up my husband.
Yeah.
Or my wife.
Well, you know what? Sometimes he deserves it. No, I'm just kidding. That's not funny.
Wow.
Spousal abuse isn't funny.
Spousal abuse is not funny, even if it is a chick smacking around a dude a little bit.
No, that's not okay. Nah.
A little bit.
It's not okay.
You chuckle when you see it. Like you're watching Jerry Springer and they come out and she goes, "You motherfucking bitch!"
No, that's mean. Then they shouldn't get to do that.
Dealing with the coronavirus has resulted in a dramatic drop in crime, except in one area, and that's domestic violence. Abusive spouses are stuck at home with their victims or their abusers. Police say being called out as being a problem, law enforcement processes people quickly to stop the spread of COVID in jail. This means alleged batterers are released much faster than usual, making it harder for a victim to make a safe exit plan before the abuser returns home.
Hmm.
That's men or women. That's just wide open. There's some women out there that are abusing their husbands.
Man, I know.
And their wives. Yeah, there's women out there abusing their
and
wives.
And their side piece.
Oh, you can't abuse your side piece. Why would they be your side piece?
Because you like abusing people.
And it's like, I'm going to be a side piece and let him hit me.
Mm-hmm. Because one day he's going to leave his wife.
I'm not even going to address that. I'm going to skip right over that, okay? Also, they are not getting as many calls for child abuse.
That's because the children can't get to the phone.
Yeah, they can't tell the teacher.
Yep.
Yeah. But pet abuse might be up. And not people abusing their pets. Some pets might be so sick of their owners being home that they are abusing them. Nonsense says that their cat just is biting them for no reason now.
Yeah, because the cat's like, get the hell out of here.
Like, get the hell out of here.
What are you still doing here, man? Don't you got to go somewhere?
Now, wait a minute. Nonsense Password says they're banned from hula hooping in their own damn house.
Hmm.
Will you come on over here and hula hoop with us? That's fine.
I ain't got no hula hoop space.
Well, no, we have to do it in the yard.
Yeah. Outside.
Yeah, in the yard. It's
he
social.
Said in his house.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. I said that kind of judgy.
Hula hooping.
Hey, look, your rich Uncle Mike is in the room.
Oh,
yo, rich Uncle Mike, it's about time you showed up. We were waiting for you.
No kidding.
No judging here. Shayna's cat bites sometimes.
Meow.
Just for no reason.
You know what? There's a reason.
Can't hula hoop in the house. I don't think that's right.
No, it's probably not right. You should probably be able to do whatever you want in your house.
Hula hoop wherever they were like
that. Unless you're breaking stuff and knocking all the stuff over.
Oh, if you're doing the arm one? Or and you're trying to get it around
your
neck.
Head?
And
yeah.
You're doing your head thing in your head and then it flies off your head.
Patrick's a good hula hooper.
Who? Our son?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. Was it him? Was it Ariel? Yeah, it was him.
Ariel? No. Ariel cannot be a good hula hooper.
One of them was.
She can't ride a bike.
I think it was Patrick.
It's got to be Patrick. He's got loose hips.
Yeah. He was really good at it.
But I'm telling you what, you bring that hula hoop around over here. Spreading the awareness of anti-hula hoopers.
It's not cool, man.
Give hula hoops a twirl.
Give him a try.
Give
him
a
whirl. How about let him do it at night and let it and with a like light up one.
Ooh, a light up one.
Yeah, and then you get like a 2-for-1.
Or flaming. Flaming hula hoop.
The guy gets to hula hoop and then the other person gets a show.
Oh, go. So they can never tell if we're speaking to a male or female because there's no gender here. So do that nonsense. Or have it done to you.
Yeah.
You know, that would be fun.
It'd be fun.
Oh, I think she can hear. Gotta go. The cat. I think it's the cat. I think it's the cat that hates the hula hoops. Oh my God. Cat abuse.
The cat
human
is
abuse, because dogs are like, oh, you're home again today.
We're walking again.
I'm pooping on the floor.
Yeah.
I ain't taking a walk today.
Uh-huh. They're like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Read a book.
Come on, people.
Stay in bed today. For Jesus.
Why are you just look at your phone?
Yeah. Get up.
You never look at me this much. Look at your phone.
Get off of my space on the couch. Get away from me.
That's funny.
Well, I am happy to hear about the domestic abuse being down. Here we go. Bigger the cushion. Not every woman has to torture herself with dieting and exercise. 10 to 15% of Americans would prefer to have a plump sex partner.
Because there's more cushion for the pushing.
There you go. Cushion for the pushing. Mental tension. Love wins. When you have to choose between money, fame, good looks, or love, love will always win out, survey says. Women would prefer to have a passionate love life than win $50,000.
Oh.
Or permanently losing 25 pounds. Would you rather have love or to lose 25 pounds forever? Like your left leg is gone. 25 pounds. Just like that.
I would take love.
Okay. Me too. Love. I love my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't give out loans right now.
Right.
Because you ain't never going to see that shit back.
Right.
Yeah, there's stuff that people have loaned me. It's never coming back. Nope. It's mine now.
Yep.
Yeah, I own that.
Right.
Yep.
I know. You have a 7-day policy. Everybody knows.
Did you hear that 13% of men admit to trying on a bra?
Oh, wow.
Mostly for costumes or only on a dare, but some just for curiosity and others for pleasure.
Go ahead. Wear them up. They suck.
Most say they found it uncomfortable. Duh. You've been listening to women the whole time you were alive?
Yeah.
You would know they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't need to put a bra on to tell you it's going to be uncomfortable.
To know? You can look at it and tell it's uncomfortable.
I find that weird. 13%.
Hmm.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
No.
That's like an eighth of the population of men.
I would say it's more than that. I would go higher, Bob.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's more than 13%?
I think it's more than
13%. And only 13% were willing to admit it?
Yes.
Ah, now, this is a Victoria's Secret survey, which now makes me suspicious why they would be even taking that survey unless they were inside of a Gloria's Secrets or Victoria's Secrets waiting for someone to buy something.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with lower. I think it's lower. I think only 10% of men have tried bras. For pleasure.
I would go more closer to 50.
Outside of prison. 50%?
Yeah.
No way.
Absolutely.
No way.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
A bra.
Yeah.
A man.
Yeah.
No. Listen, I have had man boobs my entire life. Not one time have I put on a bra or even thought about it. No. Look at me with your eyes like that. Not one time. Now, I put on your underwear. And I wore some pantyhose before. And I love tights. But I ain't about to put on no bra. That just looks uncomfortable. They even have those little things that you click on around your chest, and it holds your heart monitor and stuff, and it'll
that looks uncomfortable.
It'll sync to your phone, you know, and then it'll track your heart for your spin biker when you're out on the road. And I won't even wear that. I see guys they don't have shirts on.
That's
out on
what
the
they have on.
They just got the strap around their freaking chest.
Too.
No, thank you. What if I take a deep breath? I got a strap on there.
You got a strap on there. Yes, you do.
You know who's really suffering from coronavirus?
Who?
Hookers.
Oh yeah.
Just sex workers.
Yeah.
Are they? They're not really hookers anymore.
Mm, well, I'm sure there are hookers
out on the street hooking.
Yeah.
Hey, big bar.
Uh huh.
Hey, I don't think they're getting picked up now. You don't want to get no corona horror in the car. Well, sex workers, men and women, sex workers, are having a hard time right now. And not in a good way. The coronavirus has kept philandering spouses at home, and upwards of 90% of prostitute dates have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It says this is from the Esquire magazine. I'm not exactly sure how they were able to verify all these prostitutes had to cancel all these dates.
Right.
But.
Who's to say they did?
Or didn't?
Yeah,
oh, cancel them?
Yeah. Come on.
That's true. Well, yeah, but you can't. No. I don't think he can. Do you think it? All right. He would. I mean, the hookers are still going to work.
Right.
Yeah. They're just going to wear the mask and they'll just do it.
Doggy style.
Face down.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Right.
Don't look around me. Just look away.
Just put a shower curtain in between you. With a hole
sheet.
In it.
That's right. The Corona sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's brilliant. 90%. So those that last 10%, they're just too horny to not go.
Yeah.
It's like, screw it.
Yeah.
I got my flu shot. I'm going to the hooker.
How funny.
Venmo money, then talk dirty from across the street. Oh, I like it. I'm so horny right now.
I can see you. Keep going.
Look how hard I am.
That's funny.
That's my phone in my pocket. Top toppings. Oh, that's dumb.
Yep.
Ew. What else you got?
What's the weirdest thing you ever ate off of somebody?
Oh.
Speaking of toppings.
A booger?
Ew. Oh,
I don't know. What are you talking about? Like something that was on them and you like accidentally.
No.
Like you put some food on them and licked it off or something? Yeah. Man. I'm trying to think of the stuff that we've done. And it would be nothing too extreme, except for the fruit roll-up.
You didn't do that.
No, that was you. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's just basically edible panties.
Yeah.
Yeah, but more nutritious because it's an actual fruit roll-up.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't use the fruit leather, though. It doesn't work.
Uh-uh. The fruit leather does not work.
Chocolate
sauce.
Cherry cheesecake.
That does not surprise me. I love it.
Chocolate
What's up, King
sauce?
Luca? Though it's Jordan Spirit, we are just wondering.
What's the weirdest thing you ever ate off of somebody else?
Because we were talking toppings there, right, for just a second.
Yeah.
Do you like hot fudge on your sundae? Or you know, hot fudge is the number one topping in the United States. So it would make sense that topping another person with some hot fudge would also be high on the
list. I'm not really into eating food off of people.
It's not my thing.
Nah.
Like, drizzle hot fudge on your lady bits.
We've never done.
Now. A little something on your nips or something, a little whipped cream.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Out of the can.
You wrap up my Peter with the fruit roll up.
I love that.
Yeah.
A big old hard unwrapped fruit roll up around it, sucked it off.
Then she ate it.
That was great.
It was strawberry. Mm. The second on the list is cold fudge. Hot fudge and cold fudge. Number one, number two.
What?
I thought the whole point of the fudge is that the fudge was hot.
Right. Right.
Huh. And then they followed by caramel, butterscotch, and strawberry.
Right.
Strawberry.
Hmm.
Which makes sense. Strawberry's good.
Oh, he put it on his wiener like a hat.
Oh, look at him go. A little cherry on the top of the thing. Mm-hmm. Today's International Guide Dog Day.
Mm.
It's also International Dance Day.
Yeah.
So we should dance. We danced a little already, didn't we? We kind of stood up there and I went like this. Remember that?
We did. Today?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did just say, oh.
Oh, okay.
Yay. Yeah, I love that.
Okay. I'm like in a trance of the sewing machine.
It's World Put Your Hand in My Zipper Day. Or just Zipper Day. But why not celebrate with a hand in it? You look confused.
What does that say?
Who? Marmite on your willy. It's food. Marmite. He's in the UK.
Oh.
It's like, I think it's like Vegemite.
Huh.
Or maybe it's like Nutella, something like that.
Oh.
It's got to be good if it's on the willy.
Yeah. Girls
love it. It's either that or cocaine. Some sort of slang for drugs.
That's funny.
I'm not an expert on either one of those things.
That's great.
Yeah, but put it on there, Marmite. I think it's a thing. I've heard of it. I've heard the thing.
Hmm.
You know what is bothering me?
Hmm.
all these inspirational stories about these four-year-old kids that decided to donate his $7 out of his piggy bank, and now he's raised $10,000 and is driving a new bike. You know what I mean? And he's putting a couple soup cans together for some hungry people.
Right.
I just don't know that I buy it.
Right.
I feel like it's just, I don't want to say propaganda is not the right word, but I feel like they're contrived. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody's funding these things. I mean, that kid raised over $10,000 by just saying, hey, I'll get some food for people.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't understand the story.
I don't understand it either, but he had to have been in an affluent neighborhood or family or a friend group. You know what I mean?
Right.
When your dad's a doctor or a surgeon, it's easier to get bigger donations for the school fundraiser than it is for the guy whose dad works at the gas station.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just, they're going to know different people in different
have different
brackets.
Bank accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Money laundering. I was wondering, these kids. And yeah. Right now, they're not watching for laundered money.
Probably not.
Oh, no. Last thing they care about is washed money. They just are trying to figure out to come up with enough money to give out to everybody that they've tricked and made them lose their business.
Business, yep, exactly.
Hey, here's some money. Sorry about your business.
Right.
Oops.
I just thought, wrong kid died.
FDA has decided they want the makers of hand sanitizer to stop making it so palatable.
Huh.
Yeah, it's so yummy.
Gross.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. That's disgusting.
They want to add denatured alcohol to the products to make them more bitter tasting and less appealing to people to ingest. Okay, because the importance of hand sanitizer is to keep you sanitized on the outside, not on the inside. But it's not that horrible, and it will get you hammered. Now, you don't want to drink
in the hell are
like
you
that stuff
about?
That we have in our car, the
you
stuff that
have
we have around.
You have put it in your mouth?
Oh, no, I haven't. But I've heard stories. I have not put it in my mouth. But I've heard stories that just a couple pumps.
Get you drunk.
Yeah.
Gross.
There was a story about two kids that were putting it in their teacher's coffee. And she was feeling all like, well, I feel weird. They were getting her drunk with little pumps of hand sanitizer.
Crazy.
Yeah, yep.
Those crazy little hoodlums.
Look at the alcohol content. And it's not the denatured alcohol that's in it. It's the damn isopropyl.
Right. That's not good for you.
I don't know if it's isopropyl. It's the other one.
I don't know.
It gets you hammered. See, classic little cupcakes, you know, hand sanitizer's been people getting drunk for a long time. Homeless would steal it from King Supers.
Wow.
That and all the stuff I licked was gross. And I knew a guy when I was in the Wayward Home for Boys that was in prison, and he said in prison they drank Brute underarm deodorant whiskey.
Wow.
And so like,
gross.
You remember that? I don't know if you remember or not, but back in the day, you get the Brute deodorant. It was the super cheap stuff. It was like a green tube.
Yeah.
It was wet.
It was a roll-on.
No, it was a
like
a gel. You know what I mean? Yeah, a push-up kind of a thing. And it was a green gel. But if you took that and put it into a rag and squeezed it. Because when you put that stuff under your arm, the antiperspirant, it burned. Mm-hmm. And that's because it had a lot of alcohol in it.
Wow.
And so they would squeeze that alcohol out of it.
And then drink it.
Mix it with fruit.
That's making my stomach hurt.
And then they would drink that shit. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That guy who called in from Iran and was talking about how he didn't have any alcohol. And I told him, make some prison hooch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you squeeze some deodorants and some blueberries and stuff and bury it in the ground. You don't think they have deodorant in India?
No.
You don't?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. No. Are we the only country that's putting deodorant in our armpits?
I don't know.
Because Jordy, he's in the UK. I would think that they have...
I'm sure
you're blowing
they do
my mind
in the
right
UK,
now.
But I don't know about over
Well, yeah. He says, yeah. Or he's saying, what do you want? They have deodorant in India, UK.
I don't know.
They all deodorant's worldwide.
You think?
I think deodorant is worldwide. Yeah, you're blowing my mind there. Though. Just because it's stinky doesn't mean they don't have deodorant.
Yeah, they're just eating don't a lot. Use it.
Curry. My dad was Brit, and he didn't use it.
See,
Jordy says, "Of course we have it, you dummies." But now but she's really worried. She's wondering about India.
Yeah.
Huh. It's called boot. Boot.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Interesting. Well, we learned that the Pornhub was different in the UK than it is here, so that blew my mind too.
That's not
fair. What? What's different?
Why can't we get what they get?
What is
why do we
different?
Always have to get different stuff? Why can't we all share?
Yeah.
I want to see what it is.
I like porn with an accent.
Me too.
Oh, he's doing it so good. That was a horrible accent.
Out in a field somewhere. Yeah. Yeah,
we
nice.
Can do that here.
No, they're different dogging. Over there.
Stock, what's it called? That car thing that they do. Cockle in the car. Dogging.
I think it's dogging.
Yeah, because you're following them around like a dog.
Right.
Roof, roof. Interesting. We don't do that here.
No, you get arrested.
Whether we have deodorant on or not. And the nudity laws are looser.
Yeah, over there.
Over there.
Which would be great.
Hey, did you hear about Sicily?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, that's true. You haven't left the house. Mm-hmm. Did your sewing machine tell you the news this morning?
No. That'd be great.
Sicily, they're giving away shit. They will
like
pay your...
Horse
like,
shit?
No. They're going to pay the airfare, 50% of your like freaking hotel stays, and some other voucher if you'll come and visit.
Let's go.
I'm down. That's what I was thinking about it. Right now is the time. If it's cheap, they're trying to get our stimulus money is what they're doing. But I'm down. Who's wide ready to go? Classy, Steve, Jordy, meet us over there. We're going to Sicily.
Let's go.
All of you folks, let's go to Sicily. I'm going to look it up right now. It's a thing, Sicily.
Great. That'd be fun.
You spell that with a C. Just so Sicily. Here we go. Sicily will pay half of the flight cost to boost tourism post-coronavirus. Newsweek. Check it out. How to claim your travel vouchers as Sicily offers discounted vacations for tourists visiting post-coronavirus. Come on, we've got no job and a stimulus. They need it. They lost $1.9 billion in revenue over than that.
Right, but...
So here we go. Oh, it's only limited to 15 people?
Oh, that's lame.
It'll remain strict. Okay, so their lockdown ends on May 4th. It's going to remain strict social distancing measures from Monday. Italy will be able to use parks, travel within the area of residence, funerals, and stuff like that will be permitted, but limited to 15 people. Okay, so here we go. That's what blasted down. Some construction. 2 weeks later, on May 18th, retail stores are going to open. The restrictions will lift gradually on June 1st to wear a face mask, large gathering. Eventually, once they open their borders, vouchers for a discounted trip to Sicily will be made available, and anyone interested in visiting can claim a voucher for discounted flights, hotels, and museum tickets on the official Sicily website.
Wow.
It's badly affected by the coronavirus, more than 200,000 confirmed cases, more than 27,000 deaths, and they need people to come there, and they need money, and they need people to come. And kind of revitalize their community and their economy.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
I'm going. When is it? In June?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. We're going to podcast from Sicily, people.
That'd be great.
This is how we're going to travel. Remember how we said we're going to travel this year? And we were like, how are we ever going to travel? Well, now we know. People are going to pay us and give us vouchers to go.
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
All right. So... I'm gonna have to go to their website and like set a reminder for when they open
it up.
It just says eventually, so that's gonna be after the restrictions in June. So we're talking July, August, maybe.
Right.
Is that summer over there?
Don't know.
Winter. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go. Let's see. Steve says he'll do dogging with us.
Let's try it.
All right. That's fine.
It's called dogging because men act like dogs. It's
called dogging because men act like dogs. Take the dog out and use that as an excuse to be out in that area if the cops come.
Oh.
Oh, so it's just a bunch of single dudes and dogs that don't know their names. and Steve. What is up, Jess Duck? Hey, Gaga.
I love it.
It's good to see you.
Gaga,
Reyna's here. JoJo's here. Gaga, thank you for the fabric. We've just been sewing and going and going. We're just learning about dogging. That's something they do in the UK.
Yeah.
You got to have a dog. I don't think you need to have a dog to do it.
No.
Dog's just an excuse.
A good cover.
I would keep...
But I would think the cops would know that.
Yeah, you just pull out one of those beanie babies out of your pocket. That's my dog. It's a...
Sprinkles.
Yes, it's a teacup. Schnauzer doodle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just a real thing.
It's 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are?
No.
No, I don't either. Well, I do. I know where one is, and she's miserable.
Uh-huh.
But that's her fault. No. Uh-huh. So, did you see this? The Good Morning American reporter, Will Reeves, did a piece for Good Morning America on Tuesday about pharmacies and using drones to deliver prescriptions. But at the beginning of the shot, he had done it from himself at home. He wasn't wearing any pants.
Oh, funny.
Yep. The graphics at the bottom of the screen covered up most of it. But when it went to the two shot of Reeves with the anchor, Mike Strahan, you could see he's at home with no pants on. He's wearing just the suit.
Just the top.
You look confused.
The shirt.
Yeah.
No, I'm not confused.
Like me right now, I'm just wearing a dress. And I got no pants on.
I just feel like if you're on TV...
You should know better?
Yeah.
You think he did it on purpose to get
Absolutely.
In the news? Maybe.
Absolutely, because come on. And it's a whole thing right now. Try to be funny. Yuck, yuck, yuck. You know?
Do you know every time I hear someone say, well, we should do something for the seniors who just weren't able to... this, and I only think of old people.
I know. Senior citizens.
Another thing, and they did it again today. And then they started talking about old people, and I thought they were talking about old people. Do you know what I mean? And it's like they didn't differentiate. They talk about seniors, and then they talked about a bunch of dead seniors.
Right.
And I thought, oh, those poor high school kids. No, just a bunch of dead old people.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yep.
That was Michael Strahan that didn't have his pants on. Oh. Well, I read it incorrectly. I wasn't quoting me. Don't quote me. No, it doesn't say that.
I don't know.
The screenshot switched and the two shot of Reeves. Oh, okay. Michael Strahan, and she can be seen making a surprise face in the split. Gotcha. Gah-ha-ha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not wearing pants right now. No one can tell. Well, we got our camera. We're going to get that worked out.
Yes.
We're going to start doing those.
Yes.
Okay. You got to have to start being like, this is a job and we need to act like it.
I know.
Not this, but the masks. I mean, this is a job too.
Mm-hmm.
But with your masks, it's just.
I gotta balance it out.
You gotta balance it out because you're working 20 hours a day.
I'm working too much.
Yeah. And we're getting to spend a lot of time together and we're having fun, but you're getting tired and burned out. And you don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, Classy. There's a camera here now.
Yeah, there will be, but.
It's
you don't have to worry about that
yet.
Spicy, sensei.
Ooh.
Sensei. Spicy, sensei. Yes, spicy, sensei.
Ooh. I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
I gotta do something here. Now I gotta do this.
I gotta What'd go over you doing?
Here. I do a thing.
Oh,
now I gotta do
got
this here right now.
Oh.
Ba-doom, ba-doom.
Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom.
The spiciest of senseis. Hey!
I love it.
Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, boom.
I love it.
Sue Wood wants a new name. You shall be Liquor of Sanitizer. Sanitizing snack. Snacker.
That's funny. I don't know.
Da, da, da.
What should it be? Right? What's our options? We'll have to think about it.
All right, folks. Think about a new name for Sue Wood. If you would like. She liked the liquor of the sanitizer. Today is International Stop Food Waste Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
good.
Let's all cut our portions in half and only eat a little bit.
Well, and don't overbuy.
Don't overbuy. That's key.
That's the main thing. Don't overbuy, because then you're just throwing it away. And not only are you wasting food, you're also wasting water.
I bought two steaks. It was about $18 mm-hmm. in steaks. They were really nice steaks.
They were good.
And we ate those steaks for four meals.
Yep.
We cut them in half and mm-hmm. ate half. We shared a half. We each had a half. That's
yeah,
good.
It was good.
Because you only need 4 ounces of meat.
Yeah. You probably need six.
Wow, look at my gut. I could eat. I could have four. Because I need room for a bag of M&Ms. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's World Wish Day.
Oh.
So wish for something nice for someone else
something
today.
Something positive.
Yeah.
Something good.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
And tomorrow, you know what? Hug your grandparents.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow is National Raisin Day.
You're funny. All right.
That was funny. Hey, the Top 5 Sports Podcast has just joined us.
Nice.
Yeah. One of the top. He's the top five. Top
that's
five
good,
sports.
Good, good, good.
Or maybe he tells, talks about. I'm not really sure I understand that.
Hmm.
But he does sports.
That's great.
We do not do sports because there's no sports happening. What are you sports podcasters doing right now?
Right.
Talking about stuff that's not happening.
How sad they are and the things they miss. And
remember when that guy hit
going
that.
Through highlights.
He caught the ball so good.
They're watching. I miss it so much.
We watched a very obscure sport the other day. What was that called? Slap ball.
No, spike ball.
Spike ball. I think it was called spike ball. Oh, the NFL draft. Boy, that was probably exciting. I heard Fangio, I think that's our coach, he had his internet went down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, the horror. It was all on
horror. Oh, my God.
You can't draft a guy if you got no internet.
What in the world?
Anyways, that was spike ball. That was interesting. I've never seen that before. We get this channel called The Ocho. It's an obscure sports network.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they had that. They had the toothpick stacking.
Oh.
That was, remember
right,
that one? Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. They've had the strongman on,
strongman.
Too.
I like the strongman.
Me too.
Those guys are nuts.
They're crazy. It's way bad for their body.
Cornhole. No, it wasn't cornhole.
No, it's spike ball.
It was, they were like.
They were in the grass.
Throwing tennis balls, big ones, onto a trampoline.
Yeah. And then hitting it in the air three times and then throwing it back down, spiking it into the net.
Yeah, it's like
it's
volleyball.
Weird. I think it was spike
ball. Spike ball or slam ball. No. Spike ball. I think it was spike ball. Boy, look at us talking sports. I thought I'd never see the day. Talking
funny.
Sports right here on the old Swallow Everything Swallow podcast. What else is there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't go play frisbee golf.
Nope.
I can't think of a more socially distancing sport. But the one right here across the street from us, they got them all wrapped up with caution tape.
Yep.
It just seems dumb.
Can't even get near them. You could get your Corona on it.
I could get my, but I'm throwing my own frisbee.
Yeah.
Or disc.
Stuff.
Or golf
it's
disc.
Touching everything.
It's touching. I'm rubbing my disc on you. Mm-hmm. Hey, stop rubbing your disc on me. Dick. Okay. I think we exhausted our sports knowledge.
Yes.
Thank you for the sports segment on this show. Probably want to follow Top 5 Sports. He's got more information.
Right.
Come to us if you need a dick joke.
That's right.
We've got good dick jokes.
What?
Yeah. Look at that one.
That was funny.
That was, right?
All right.
You guys can use that one. Feel free. Put it in your pocket.
That one's on the house.
That one was on the house. Next one's going to cost you. Hey. Bow, bow, bow.
Alrighty.
Gonna go make some masks. Gonna go and sew. Gonna go iron up some straps. I wish Mike would come over and do that. Gonna go iron stuff flat. Cut it down to squares. Make it back into smaller squares and put it on people's face. Yeah. That's what we're gonna do.
I like our theme song. That's our theme song. Yeah.
Making masks. Making masks. We're making masks. Boop, 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 boop.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Was really nice.
Thank you. That's for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It
I love
you. Smile.
Oh, good.
Okay, my friend.
You make me smile.
I try.
And my goal in life is to make you fall in love with me every day.
I love
Lucy.
That. Thank you.
Okay. You hit your head like Gary Busey. And I love you. Classy little cupcakes. She's coming over. She's I volunteer.
Yeah.
She makes soup.
Yeah.
And I make a soup.
You know what? Food's great too.
She made a pretty good Instapot meal once. What was it? Oh, it was that crumbly blueberry thing.
Yeah, and she made the gyros.
The gyros. Yeah. Wow. What you gonna make when the virus is beaten?
Well, I'm a fashion designer, so I normally make clothes.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle of getting ready for a fashion show. So hopefully I'll get to go back and do that.
They'll reschedule the
fashion. Because I have this idea for my coat, and I still haven't got to make it.
They'll still, they'll reschedule the fashion show.
By the time it's open, it'll be fall, and it'll just be the fall show.
Yeah, probably.
Which is still fine. I'm still going to make that coat.
I want to get back to making leather and stamping and tooling some leather.
Oh,
I've
man.
Got some ideas for hats and stuff. And I've got I've got some animal pelts that I want to incorporate into hats.
Too. Yeah.
And so we're going to
make the cape with those on there too.
Gordy, that's a great question. We've got a lot of stuff in the works that we want to be making.
Yes.
But we're making masks.
And it's freaking tie-dye season.
Yo, we got a tie-dye.
And I haven't even got to tie-dye one time yet this year.
Oh, shit. And I apparently told Classy I was going to paint her guitar case.
Oh.
What am I supposed to paint on it? I vaguely remember you saying something about me painting a case, which is fine. I do that all the time. But I wonder what she wants. I don't remember.
What? I don't even remember what day it is.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so. That's true.
Oh, that made me happy. Thanks,
RG.
Gordy. Now I'm excited.
What? Yeah.
About the things that I was going to make. Don't lose sight, Brain.
Don't lose sight.
Don't lose that vision.
It's out there.
Yeah. This is just right now.
You're still going to get to make it.
Yeah.
You're still going to get to make it. And you're going to have new ideas, too, because you're going to get to incorporate
masks
into the whole freaking thing, if you think about it.
Yeah, everyone's in a mask now.
Every every outfit, every design, gown, garment that you make will have a mask.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all bedazzled. We'll get some of that Swarovski, Swarovski crystals. Put those on there.
Yeah, I like those.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. That's
all
good.
Right, see?
Yeah, see?
Good.
It's good.
All right.
Okay.
I have no idea what I was going to paint. Probably a vulva. Something on her guitar case. So maybe a dildo. It was going to be something. Dirty, if it's for the sex toy guitar case.
I can't remember. I do remember that conversation.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking, I think it was your vulva. You know, did I say vulva? I meant Volvo. She's always loved those cars. She had one of those old ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to remember, try to think about it.
Whatever. Bring it over. Empty it out. She drives a Hyundai. Oh, bedazzled vulva.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, look at that. Bling.
I love bling.
Your vulva?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
A little glitter, a little sparkly. Wing, wing. Give you a little wink. Ooh.
Yeah. I like it.
Uh-huh. It's like eyeliner. You know.
Lip liner. Uh-huh. It's lip liner is what it is. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Love you.
Happy hump day. Go hump someone.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah. Of course we will. But even the CDC said don't hump people. Don't listen to them. Hump.
No, you hump.
Just hump and use like a different, the word?
You
a position.
Hump and use a different name.
Yeah, exactly. Use a different name. And that's how you keep from getting coronavirus.
Totally
you're
fine.
So smart.
I know, right?
Man, you're smart.
Yeah.
That's how you keep... Stay safe.
Uh-huh.
Call your spouse someone else's name.
That's right.
Someone you prefer. Or
maybe,
you know.
Maybe someone new. You know.
Someone new they've never met. They won't mind.
No.
Oh, Godalvo.
No.
I think
it's Fatima.
Fatima.
And Gustavo.
And Gustavo. I am a horse. I want to love you. With my horse mane. Brush my mane. Wow. Fatuma. We gotta go. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
What?
I said for real this time.
Okay, I'm gonna turn them off.
Okay.
No, I turned it off. You're a nerd. I'm doing it.
Okay. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, I turned it off. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye. You hang up first.
You hang up first.
You hang up first.
Okay, you.
Bye, bye.
Oh, goodbye. Hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.